Here's a short idea on Parshas Maaseh. At the end of the Parsha, the Torah describes the various people who are chayav misa for murdering others mezid intentionally. The Torah delineates three types of utensils that one can use to effect murder. The Torah delineates a kli eitz, a wooden kli, a kli even, a stone kli, and a kli barzel, an iron kli. Rashi is quick to point out that, generally speaking, in order for a person to be chayav misa, he must use a kli, which is the proper shear, the requisite amount, or something which is capable of killing in the first place. If a person takes a utensil or a chip of wood, which is too small intrinsically to kill, and by some freak accident ends up killing the person, such a person would not be chayav misa, because the utensil must be the requisite shear. However, Rashi notes that is not the case when it comes to barzel, when it comes to iron. When it comes to iron, Rashi says, even the smallest amount of iron, even the size of a needle, is capable of killing, and therefore one who kills with even the smallest amount of iron would be chayav misa. Based on that, Rashi comments that there is something intrinsic about iron, there's something intrinsic about barzel, which makes it capable of killing more so than anything else. The question is, what exactly is it about iron, about barzel, about metal, that makes it differ from the other types of utensils? I'd like to suggest the following idea. At the end of Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us that there is a halacha, lo sanif aleham barzel, that on the Mizbeach, one is not permitted to use iron, to use metal, to hew and to carve out the stones of the Mizbeach. Rashi there comments that the reason for that is because the Mizbeach is supposed to be something which is matil shalom bein ish lachaviro and bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Am Yisrael. It's supposed to be something which promotes a sense of peace and camaraderie amongst friends, amongst HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And therefore, when you use iron, which is a tool of death, it's a tool used to kill, it's the complete antithesis of what the Mizbeach represents. So perhaps one can suggest that we see from the end of Parshas Yisro that there is something intrinsic about barzel, about iron, that makes it that it's a deadly tool. It's something which is intrinsically able to kill, even the smallest amount. Therefore, it could be that the reason why one would be chayav misa for even the smallest amount of barzel is because barzel is a tool which is used to kill intrinsically, as opposed to a kli eitz or a kli even, which are things that are not intrinsically meant to kill.